Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President-elect Joe Biden plans to sign about a dozen executive orders on Inauguration Day. His chief of staff says he intends to address the coronavirus pandemic and undo some of President Trump's decisions. He plans to rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement and reverse Trump's travel ban affecting Muslim-majority countries. Biden also plans to direct the Department of Education to extend a pause of federal student loan payments and interests. President Trump will leave Washington on Wednesday after hosting a goodbye ceremony at Joint Base Andrews. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports.
After his departure ceremony, President Trump is expected to travel on Air Force One to Palm Beach, where he plans to live at his Mar-a-Lago club. Details about what the ceremony would include or when exactly it would take place were not immediately available. Trump will be the first president in modern history to skip the swearing-in of his successor. However, Vice President Mike Pence will be on hand. The inauguration ceremony at the U.S. Capitol is considered to be one of the abiding symbols of a peaceful transfer of power, with the outgoing president and other former living presidents sitting on the rostrum with the incoming administration. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
The Bureau of Prisons says it's locked down all its prison facilities around the country as a precaution following the recent insurrection at the Capitol and ahead of possible violence at the inauguration Wednesday. NPR's Jason Slotkin has more.
The announcement says the decision did not come from specific information or any significant event within a prison, but was a precaution taken in light of current events occurring across the country. While the statement doesn't specify what those events are, the lockdown comes as law enforcement agencies nationwide take measures following the insurrection at the Capitol and over fears of violent inauguration protest. The agency, which runs 122 prisons, did not say how long the lockdown would last, but said that it would monitor events and adjust operations as the situation evolved. Federal prisons had already been running under modified operations due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles is now a vaccination site as California struggles with a recent surge of the coronavirus. Ann Lee is CEO of the nonprofit relief organization Core Response. She says right now they're vaccinating about 4,500 people a day, but she hopes that number will increase soon.
We will hit 10,000 before the end of next week, but starting out slow to kind of work out the kinks, I think, was very, very wise.
Dodger Stadium had been used as a coronavirus testing facility for much of last year. This is NPR News. India has begun what's likely to be the world's largest immunization campaign in an attempt to bring the coronavirus pandemic under control. It has a population of nearly 1.4 billion people. More than 10.5 million have become infected, the highest of any country after the U.S. The Eastern European country of Serbia is the first nation in Europe to use China's COVID-19 vaccine as part of a mass inoculation campaign. Joanna Kakissis reports.
Serbian TV station showed footage of an Air Serbia flight arriving with the Sinopharm vaccines. Serbia's president, Aleksandar Vučić, was there to greet the shipment and publicly thank China's government for sending it. More than 20,000 Serbs have been inoculated so far with doses of either the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine developed by German scientists or Russia's Sputnik vaccine. Serbia and Albania are the only two countries in the Balkans inoculating citizens against COVID-19. Bosnia, Kosovo, and North Macedonia are still waiting for vaccines. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.
47 elite tennis players who arrived in Melbourne for the Australian Open will have to quarantine for the next 14 days. After four people on their two flights tested positive for COVID-19, they'll have to stay in their hotel rooms and not be allowed to practice for 2 weeks. The Australian Open is to start February 8th. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.